AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are new coronavirus rules in the U.S. for anyone arriving from China. They'll be required to take a test no more than 2 days before travel and provide a negative test before boarding their flight. The testing applies to anyone 2 years and older. The new rules in the U.S. come as China rolls back its strict antivirus controls. Lunar New Year begins January 22nd. It's usually China's busiest travel season, and China announced it will resume issuing passports for tourism. Barry Croft Jr. was sentenced to 19 years in prison today for playing a lead role in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A co-leader was sentenced to 16 years in prison yesterday. Croft's attorney, Joshua Blanchard, says the judge pointed out his client was an ideas guy.
Take his ideas seriously. You should listen to the rest of the stuff where he talks about walking across the ceiling and multiplying the power of Zoltron by 7. I don't know what that means, but I don't think he's an ideas guy.
The conspirators were furious over Whitmer's tough coronavirus restrictions. The man in San Francisco accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in their home pleaded not guilty. The speaker was out of town at the time. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says the number of storm deaths around Buffalo, New York has reached 34.
The tragic stories of the losses of individuals in our community, and it is heartbreaking. It's a gut punch. 2022 has been a horrible year for our community in so many different ways.
Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Katie Ledecky is the AP Female Athlete of the Year. Ledecky was not in the Olympics this year, but she shifted her training location to Florida and cleaned up at the World Championships.
I don't regret taking that on. I'm really pleased that I was able to do that and able to win the 1500 for the first time for women and come away with some golds and silvers.
Ledecky says she's focused on the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. This is AP News. Washington is pointing an accusing finger at Southwest Airlines over flight cancellations because of a severe winter storm.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says we all understand that you can't control the weather, but he says this has clearly crossed the line from an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility. He says Southwest should at least pay cash refunds for canceled flights and cover stranded passengers' hotel and meal costs. Southwest Airlines CEO says the storm fouled up what he calls the airline's highly complex network. He says they are committed to making things right. I'm Rita Foley.
Edith Edie Landau, an Oscar-nominated producer and executive vice president of National Telefilm Associates, has died at the age of 95. The Hollywood Reporter says the longtime entertainment producer died of natural causes over the weekend in her home in Century City near Los Angeles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.